Welcome to This Week in Pubathon, Week 7, Like Hotel California. This week, we get right into it at a pretty fast pace. We still hit on the well-being, but waste no time going over goals and what we plan to do in the following week. Enjoy.
I don't have the issues anymore.
You don't have any issues?
Oh, all right.
No, I just posted saying I was having issues with the Zoom link, and then I think the link changed, so that was my fault.
How's everybody doing this morning?
A-okay.
The stimulus passed, so that's exciting.
Did something momentous happen yesterday?
No, I think it was 2 days ago, right? But I've just been so deep in grant writing, I didn't have been paying attention. So I actually got to read up about it this morning.
I got one of those, for some reason, my second stimulus, I got one of those like debit cards that the government mails you. So I'm just like, wait, like, it's literally like, I don't have it on me, but it's like a Visa card that's like covered in an American flag that I guess is like reloadable. So I'm just like waiting for them to reload this like weird American like pride debit card that I have. That's my stimulus debit card.
Whoa.
That's a souvenir.
Yeah. It's an interesting time.
That was a really great analysis, I think, in the New York Times talking about the difference between the jobs and jobs cut, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and comparing it, the distribution between quartiles for income earners across the population. And the graphs just are clearly showing that the distribution of money is direct opposite. Like, I think the majority, like 80% of it, goes to the bottom two quartiles, which is the income distribution, which is really great. I'm excited to see how that works out.
All right, looks like we lost a few people. I got so frustrated. Mac, Catherine,
Grace.
Well, I knew Grace. Yeah, Grace hasn't, you know, she posted what she was.
You're saying people left a pubathon?
No, well, I'm just, they're, oh, okay. They're not here, but they haven't, nobody leaves. That's not an option.
Like Hotel California.
All right. What's bonus points this week? I don't know. I kind of like the well-being thing last week. Can we do that again? So now it's like now it's not a one-off, but it's in context of the week before. So what did you do in addition to or complimenting to? All right. How about you? We'll start, Laura. How about you? How do you feel what you did that was good for well-being this past week?
I went on a run.
All right.
On Sunday.
I might have torn my meniscus, so I started PT.
Is that good or bad?
That's like very good, because I've had this problem for a while. And so now I am now I get exercises to not be in pain.
you saw your PT. Oh, I thought you said tore your meniscus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're doing PT. You're going to
PT. Doing PT.
Doing PT.
Yes, to deal with the grandma knees.
Hi, Shelley. We're going through the bonus points first with well-being. We're up to Matt now. Matt, what'd you do? You do that was helpful this week?
Yeah, I started off great. So along with Laura's, we did a hike over the weekend, went over in Kenmore. There's a big park that goes down to the water. It was really fun. So we went down to I think a mile and a half down. And then, my son was like tired on the way back. So I carried him. So then got like a really great back workout, and then my shoulders hurt all week. And then I wrote a grant and just sat on the computer all week. So I need to do it again today. That's the kind of full circle.
Well being goes, I've been extremely good about, I got basically a new like extra shit mouthwash.
Wiggle your cord a little bit, or shake your head.
I can't hear you.
What about now? I'm going to leave and then come back.
I mean, I guess I haven't done anything.
All right. That's good, right?
Yeah, I guess it's fine. I mean, I guess if I don't feel the need to improve my well-being, it already means that I feel
you're at peace with where you are.
Well-being.
But you, Aiden, audio back.
Can you hear me just fine?
We hear you okay. Just yell.
All right. So I would say that my health and well-being thing, I got a new mouthwash that's like extra good because I went to the dentist and they were like, you need to use
better mouthwash, and I've been flossing every day, so proud of that.
Very good.
That's a lot. But
what's the mouthwash?
I just went, it's like mouthwash with extra fluoride and no alcohol, and it's, I got like 3 huge jugs of it at Costco for like $10. So if you're looking for mouthwash, that's a spot.
I don't know. I feel like this week was like not as much well-being stuff. I did a few yoga sessions and that was really helpful, yeah. But that's about it.
Yeah. So I stepped up kind of both the meditation a lot this week and the exercise. Definitely started out good. Yesterday was a little rough, but yeah, I started out good this week doing that. All right. If people are up to, sorry, I'm Shelly, you probably don't have much time. So if you want to go first, after you eat lunch or you're lunching it. We're still breakfasting it. We'll get to hit the, I got to pull up the goals anyway. Maybe it'll take me a while to pull up Laura's goal somewhere.
So I'm been mainly focusing on the Goody Duck genome paper and the coral paper. I did a little bit of the coral paper this morning. Just so I think my goal was to like start some journal reformatting. And so far that was pretty easy. And then, so I feel like structurally it's looking pretty good. So maybe if someone else like, I know we talked with Holly yesterday and Holly is planning on looking at this, the reformatting stuff on Monday. But if anybody wants to give it a second glance in terms of like the structure and like checking, I had to like reformat the references and making sure nothing weird happened like in them during that reformatting, that would be good. And then what else? I think the next, I don't know if I should talk about just what I did or what's next.
What'd you do? You did, what was your score for what you did out of 10?
Okay.
Based on your goals of core paper, updated abstract, journal reformatting, GUI doc, get discussion paragraph, and 3, bug Sam.
Okay. Sam was bugged. That goal got completed last week. So, right. And then the GUI doc paper is like, I guess for the coral paper, I'd say I did like half of what I wanted to set out to do. And then for the GUI doc paper, I started writing a paragraph, but actually it was in the results section, not the discussion section. We needed a little bit more. I don't know. I feel like I did a lot, but maybe I only did like 6. Maybe I would give myself a 6.
When do you have to pop off?
Probably, yeah, like 12, or sorry, like in maybe like a half hour.
Laura, yeah, 2. Try concatenating only genome and begin simpler GAT pipeline with full larval and juvenile data.
Yeah, that's happening right now.
Okay.
So I have a big old pipeline that I'm just been putting into mocks and troubleshooting. And then I did run colony last week and I identified, so I have 16 samples and all of the Daybob Bay ones. So I have 4 samples from Daybob Bay for each treatment and they're all related somehow. So I'm going to throw those guys out, which makes sense because I think that I didn't have too many larvae produced from that group. Mm-hmm. And then the Fidalgo Bay, I have 4 samples from each group and 3 of them from each group I can compare because they're not siblings. That's what I've decided. So they could be cousins, but so I could try to figure that out, but I feel pretty confident that I can compare 3 versus 3. So that's good. And colony was not that difficult to run. So that's helpful. So deciding where to go from here, I then redid the DEG analysis with like the 3 and 3 and, you know, have a handful differentially expressed genes, but I'm not super convinced. So now I have lots of decisions to make regarding like where to go from here with my data, what I should focus on in terms of a paper. I could focus on, yeah, I don't want to talk about it right now, but that's a big discussion, I suppose. Okay.
I'm curious. Yeah, give me a number, then I have a question.
I'll give myself an 8.
Okay. So what is it? I'm trying to imagine colony. Like, what do you feed into colony? How do you get from raw data to colony? I'm just trying to imagine that.
I feel like
you're calling SNPs first, or
yeah.
That,
no, yeah. I'm sorry. I feel like I might have started a pipeline figure for you guys, but now I forget. So yeah, you start with from the whole GATK variant calling, you filter out, you know, the SNPs that you want to look at, which yeah, you have like various filtering settings, and then you have to reformat it into a gene pop file format, which was a little bit difficult, but there's like a couple packages to do that. And then, oh my gosh, I have such a terrible memory. Then you feed it into colony with population information, if you have that. And yeah, so colony it's like meant to be run on Windows through a GUI. And so in that GUI, you answer questions about like various, like what you know about the species and the samples, like ploidy, if you have any like SNPs that you know about, or if you have like a relatedness matrix. Anyway, but instead of doing that, I just have like the file that GUI creates, and I'm editing that in a text editor. And then you simply run colony through the terminal and feed it that file.
Okay.
Oh, and in the file is all your genotypes. So that includes like for each row, you have a sample, and each column is a SNP. And then you have your base call or your allele call. And in my case, I have just dominant alleles. And so there's only like one number per SNP versus you can also feed it like codominant alleles. We have two numbers per SNP. Once you figure out the file format, it's pretty simple.
And it's all sounds like you've got it all command lined.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for the file editing. So I did that all. I extracted the genotype information from another file. I just like copied it and pasted it into this text file. So it couldn't easily be piped into a pipeline, unfortunately.
Yeah, but it's just like somebody would have to do is if they have access to the text file, they could edit the text.
Just edit the text file, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
No, that's good. All right.
But it's just what I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to make one big pipeline where I put the genome and the RNA-seq data into like as input, and I come out with a VCF file with SNPs. And so that's my goal right now.
Okay. Straight command line or Jupyter or?
It's on Mox. So yeah.
All Mox. So it's all straight command line.
Okay. Yeah.
Matt, you had two goals.
Yeah. Can you refresh me? They were
start bisulfite analysis and get preliminary bisulfite figure.
Okay. Yeah. So the figure didn't happen, but I found all the data and I got Jupyter lab like kind of running.
Yeah.
With some snafu as to like where it was pointing to and all that. And so I see that Sam did the FastQC analysis. We have all that already done. So then I was kind of going back through the class notes, trying to figure out what the next steps were. So I guess to say, yeah, not a lot of progress, but the foundation is building. I'm getting there.
So your score would be?
I mean, on achieving those goals, the score would be like 4, I guess, but.
But what's the other way a number is derived then?
I mean, as far as like, effort with time available, I felt like I dove into an effort, so maybe 6.
Okay, so we can average the two.
Yeah, it's average
5. Okay, that makes sense. Seems like a solid 5 then. Yeah, so I think the next Bismarck would probably be the next thing. Just do the alignment. All right, Max not here. Yeah, Yamini, you had 3 goals.
Which were?
Update results for a white paper.
I didn't actually end up updating the results, but I did update the methods. And the reason why I didn't update the results is because I started aligning both the Hawaii and Manchester data sets to the Roslyn genome, and I didn't want to write something I would have to change. So I just didn't write anything result-wise. So I updated the methods instead. I feel like a lot of my goals I wrote without knowing what, I feel like my goals don't reflect the work that I actually ended up doing this week.
But Manchester paper.
No, nothing has been written there. So that's
trying pulling SNPs out of Hawaii data using a couple options.
No, because I was fighting with MethylKit all week.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yes, I've been having a struggle, but I think I've figured it out. So I think there's an issue with that, like MC cores argument in calculate diff meth, because I think I did it. So we'll see. I'll know. And
it sounds like there's a bug in the software when you try to assign the number of cores, it just kills it, or which is right.
Yeah, it just like does not process the data. So I'm pretty sure that's the issue. I'm like processing everything now.
Have you tried that on your user? I'm wondering, I mean, you have the new M1,
mm-hmm.
which is a different, totally different type of processor. I can't imagine that's it, but it's an interesting curiosity.
Yeah, so I'm not actually running it on my computer.
Oh, you're not. Okay, you're running.
No, on GeneFish. I'm running it on GeneFish because I was worried that it, like, you know, some of the steps would take so long, and if I my computer accidentally went to sleep, or like I forgot and I shut it,
closed
the lid, I would like kill everything. So yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably not that. Okay.
Yeah, but it's a weird bug, and I think it, like, the original poster in that issue also was trying to like specify a number of cores.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I've like figured that out. So I would say, in terms of my actual goals, I like probably did a 3, but like similar to Matt, I did some other stuff.
Right.
And I put some effort in life. And so I would maybe give myself like a 5 or 6.
All right. Aiden, you only, it looks like you had one goal with a couple of questions. Decide how to proceed with transcriptome, large annotated portion of transcriptome, comma, or remove it, question mark, or generate separate transcriptomes for crab and parasite, question mark.
Well, I got to say, pretty easy goal that I set last week, but...
Because all you had to do was decide. Did you decide?
Exactly, yeah.
In, bam.
Yeah, so I think the move we ended up deciding with is just having a separate transcriptome for the crab and parasite. I've been kind of working through the workflow for getting the hematidinium transcriptome, for basically like blasting everything against the hematidinium transcriptome and just like moving it through the workflow. I got like way fewer. It's actually kind of funny looking at the two graphs side by side. I got, you know, way fewer genes matched to the hematidinium transcriptome, which makes sense. Seems like we're doing something right there. But I only got like 4 DEGs in one comparison and 1 DEG in another.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm not sure if, I mean, I'll still run it through GoMu, but I'm just not sure if I'm going to get any.
It's probably not worth it at that level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And part of it's too, I mean, it's obviously with the statistics, I mean, you're only comparing how many samples to how many samples?
3 to 3.
Yeah. So a lot of times, you know, it's tough, but that's good. All right. So what's your score? You're giving yourself a 10?
Yeah, sure.
Grace, she posted what she was up to in the Slack, made some progress on some aspects of it, and wrote her goals. Sam, you had a couple. Review OSF repo. And continue read through manuscript.
Yeah, I accomplished nothing for Publicon this week. I totally derailed my entire week with that hematidinium transcriptome debacle. So yeah, so I'm still recovering from that.
Score? 0. All right, Stephen, did you write a paragraph? Nope. Did you look at Matt's comments? Nope. This is an interesting one, though. Edit Roberto's paper. It actually got somebody else to edit it and already resubmitted it without my input. So by not doing something, I did something. So it's very hard to calculate that as a score. But I feel like a 3. I feel like that's a 3. All right.
Sounds like negative points to me.
I don't know.
You should give points to someone else.
I feel like I taught somebody a lesson. Yeah. I helped somebody else out.
So that's synergism.
By not doing what I was asked to do.
So you helped someone out by being unreliable? I don't know if that's like a point where you delegated.
I feel I haven't really totally thought it through, but I feel like they learned something from the experience. Maybe not to rely on me. So there. So they're moving forward with a little more knowledge. I never said I was going to do it. I was asked. So it's not like I said I was going to do it, didn't. I just didn't do anything, which might even be worse, is what you're saying?
I think your job is to delegate.
Okay. All right. I'll remember that when it comes back for my goals this week. Let's go through goals this week, the same order. Shelley.
So I would say with the coral paper to kind of like revamp the abstract and the cover letter to just include the language that the journal uses, like in their scopes and aims.
Yeah.
Just so it makes it very obvious why it belongs there. And then also decide on a date for when we're going to submit this, that paper again. Then for GUI Duck paper, let's see, where are we at with this? The discussion still needs to be done. The discussion is like kind of what's seems like it's taking longer. So I'm going to say to finish, there's like, it's like the comparative like genomics piece in that paper. So finish the comparative genomics like results paragraph, and then the discussion paragraph that is the complementary to that, or that whoever discusses the results.
So all the D, you say you're comfortable with the discussion of the DMGs and the DMLs and all that's good?
DMRs is good. DMGs, Holly hasn't done yet.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's the biggest lift.
Yeah. I mean, I could start like drafting that, but I don't know if that's what, it seemed like she just wanted to.
Well, I mean, it seems like I mean, I can try it too, but if we understand it, and I mean, we should understand it enough to write the discussion.
Yeah.
If the results are written well, so we could just write it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So how about like, yeah. Finalize the results section and then draft a full discussion.
Yep.
Cool. Lofty.
All right. How about you, Laura?
I have no idea. I would like to summarize everything, all the like preliminary results that I have here, and potentially with some figures and some numbers to help me make a decision on what to do with the paper from this project. So either presenting it to you guys here or Stephen at a separate meeting. That's a big goal. I mean, I would like to get all of my, depending on how quickly Mox runs, I would like to get all my samples run through Colony so that I can just have like a big, you know, understanding of all the samples relatedness, so I can, that can inform my decisions. Yeah, I don't know.
Are there any other papers in play?
The Oli temperature food paper is still under review. I did get the bioarchive version updated, so that's good. So that's just in limbo. The epigenetics genetics paper with Catherine, I could do some stuff on that one. I could work on the intro. Maybe I'll do that.
Do you think we should? Technically, I think we have that meeting on the calendar today.
Yeah, maybe since she's not here, we can see if we should talk about it.
Show up to it and see if she shows up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Refresh our memories on that one. Because that seems like one that isn't that far. I mean, that's probably the closest. That's probably a little closer than the Colony Cat K.
Definitely. Yeah, we need to write an intro. And then we have a bunch of discussion paragraphs that need, we just need to like weave them together somehow. Maybe take another step back and see what the message is right now.
Okay.
And then I need to finish some editing on that OA review paper. But I have to do that within the next few hours. So I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, sure, it'll count. All righty. How about you, Matt?
Yeah, I forgot. I had a goal that wasn't listed, is that I added the paper to the Publathon list. So.
You're arguing to push your score up even higher.
Yeah, I'm trying to make some points here. I got to win this thing, right? I'm behind. So I'm trying to subtract points from you and then add points to me. So that's the goal, is to get more points for next week. So I think the best way to do that is to set realistic goals.
Yeah.
So I put all the paper and sort of aggregated all the stuff that Ronit did in a Google Drive folder and document and added that all to Publathon. And yeah, I looked through some of Shelley's work on the methylation data, and then I looked through her R script, and yeah, I think the next steps, as you said, is Bismarck, but that's going to require I go back through some of the classes and some of the recordings you guys have done and sort of teach myself how to do that. So I think that's a reasonable goal for next week.
I mean, there's also Mox itself. I mean, have you been on Mox before?
No, so I gotta get all set up on that, right? The user.
Yeah, get set up a user account on that.
Yeah, so maybe that's too real. I don't know. Maybe I can go bug Sam about that.
No, well, I think I have videos on that. I think on the whole starting out with Mox from class. Okay. And I mean, technically, I've got the whole script there, so that should be a reasonable goal is to get Bismarck running on Mox.
Okay.
Because it's really just a copy and paste type thing, but then you can go back and understand what's going on and all of that type of stuff too. But it's a good framework for that. Yeah. All right. Yamin, how about you? What you got going on this coming week?
Yeah. So I think what can I actually redo? Finish running MethylKit for the Manchester samples, and then update the methods. Finally, I finished running the alignments with the Roslyn genome for the Hawaii data set. So I'm going to try and pull some SNPs out of those. And then, yeah, let's just go with that. That seems maybe doable.
So using the Hawaii data, you run Bismarck's complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to start to exploring ways to pull out SNPs, which you haven't even started. But
no, I haven't started.
You're optimistic that one of those programs might be useful in doing that.
Yeah, my guess is that BS Snipper will likely work. So I'm going to start there.
Okay.
I wandered off for a minute, so I need to recap goals for Yamini and Matt. So Yamini, you have finished running MethylKit for Manchester samples and then identify SNPs in Hawaii data?
Yes, and then update methods results for both papers.
Okay, thanks.
But priority Manchester paper because it's just an empty Google Doc and there should probably be words on there.
Okay. And then Matt, I totally missed yours.
That's fine. Get like an account on Mox, I guess, and then try and run Bismarck.
Okay. Thanks.
Aiden?
Well, I guess my goal kind of depends on a little bit on that assembly of the Crab transcriptome and how that's kind of coming along. But if that's done sometime before like Wednesday, I guess, then my goal would be to get that all the way through GoMu.
Which assembly? The one listed on the GitHub issue?
Yep.
Okay.
And so yeah, goal number one is to try to get that all the way through. And,
sorry, and by the GitHub issue, I mean the one that's currently still open that Steven assigned to me. Okay.
Yeah, the one.
Cool.
Yeah, the crab transcript. Because no matter the name's all good, that was nice to...
Just so I understand... It's where we decided last week at Science Hour is we're doing the reads, using the reads to align to the proteins, the blast X essentially, or diamond blast X, to the proteins from the other species' full genome, right?
Yes, that's how I interpreted it.
Yeah. Is that what you interpreted too, Aiden?
I mean, no, honestly, but that I don't think I really grasped a lot of the details there.
I think that's where we got to. It's probably the best approach.
Although I guess one question that I'm having is if I'm trying to focus specifically on differential expression in hematidinium, why even bother with the, you know, crab side of things?
Because the crab side of things could influence the hematidinium side of things. So you have a fuller understanding and it offers you a little bit of safety and discovery and something to write about in case the hematidinium is not terribly exciting.
Sounds good.
Because we imagine that the immune response of the host will certainly affect the physiology of the hematidinium.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So I guess my first goal is for that. And my second goal is to just analyze those differentially expressed genes of hematidinium a little more and see what's going on there.
you're doing several comparisons on those, both temporal and across treatments and all that stuff, what you showed yesterday.
Yeah, I did the two comparisons. The first was, you know, day two ambient versus elevated, and the other is tracking the same crabs over time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we got Aiden, we got Grace, we got Sam. How about you, Sam?
It'll just stay the same through next week.
And me. Well, I'm excited. I think I'm gonna try to put some energy into both that oyster epigenetics paper, maybe the intro, get that started, and also the gooey duck paper. Let's try to spend some time in with the comparison, the genome compare, the comparative whatever genomics, and see if we can't push that out the door. I also got a follow up. You don't have to count this as a goal, but you know, follow up with Faze to make sure they got the author list right on that. I think that's probably it. Anything else people can think of?
Stephen, can you look at the methods for my Hawaii paper so far?
Yeah. Thanks. Methods for the Hawaii paper. Yeah, I think, yeah, you're right. We need to get on that pretty good because we need to start probably pinging Maria Halls about that. So in case we need any data, any accessory data on that. So I doubt we probably have limited right stuff, Sam. I mean, Sam would probably know the most, but don't even know that where that would live. Do we have any metadata, or does Yami already have all that metadata? Or do
I mean, I don't know. Yami, do you have metadata? There's a spreadsheet with.
Yeah, the spreadsheet was the samples, ploidy status, and pH treatment, but I didn't see any, like, I don't know if there's any other data. I don't have any seawater chemistry information. I know nothing about experimental design besides the fact that there was a low pH treatment in it.
Yeah, that's probably correct. That's probably all we know right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, cool.
Yeah, I have in the methods, I like, outlined some things that like need clarification on, like, you know, triploid identity and where triploids and triploids related and things like that. So,
alrighty. Anybody want to show some stuff? You go deep into any part of a paper, method, questions, or everybody's good to go? Everybody just wants to go off and start working as soon as possible. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, everybody. We will see you likely a little bit later on today. Have a good one. See you then. Bye.
Bye, everybody.